Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl,
Howdy Truth
Scott.
Tuesday, and I'm pissed off.
So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Stanley and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh, no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes, you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here.
Yeah, I'm already here, fresh back off the road. I'm coming and visiting my grandmother. She was ill, and we got the call that, you know, my family needed to come down there and visit with her. But I'm just going to do a real quick show, because Tell the Truth Tuesday was originally started so that we could talk about mental health as part of my movement, which started with Zero Fucks, which started with the book Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, available on Amazon and Kindle. So prior to me leaving, there was, you know, a young gentleman. Well, old-ass man, really, let's just fucking keep it gangster, because you older than me. We in our fucking 40s now. Well, he's in his 40s. So long story short, you know, I know a lot of you saw, and thank you for my new follower that actually came over from his page, but he's a fellow author, and I tried to give him, you know, some type of advice, like, hey, you know, you can't say certain things. I'm not even going to say what the fuck he said, because it's so fucking ridiculous, it doesn't even make sense. But let me tell you about some queen shit, okay? Number one, if you're a queen, you run a fucking kingdom. That means that no queen stands alone. She has an army, she has a fucking military, she has knights, jesters, paupers, countrymen, all of that. I have a fucking team. Don't you ever in the history of your fucking life say that I had to go and tell my brother to come in into a situation where you and your brother verbally tried to attack me after the situation was already done and over with the day before. That's some bitch shit. Okay, so since you want to talk shit, okay, let me tell you what queens do, okay? So in telling my brother and then everyone in the city, the town, the state, whatever, hearing about it, and you look like a fucking fool, a goddamn fool. So if you want to have a kingdom, you're the fucking fool in the goddamn kingdom. Now, I just came from having a conversation with my elders, with people that are real kings, and I got to come home and hear about some bullshit? What the fuck are you going to do? Nothing. You're going to sit over there and you're going to keep talking and putting fucking food in your mouth. You're going to do nothing. You allowed your brother to come on a fucking national post, okay? You're not even national. You're a local-ass bitch. You're a lab-ass bitch, and you can run back and tell the motherfucker I said it. So now it's a problem when your brother, so now it's 2-on-1. You warning me against the motherfucker I went to school with? What the fuck are you going to do? Nothing. Okay? You want it crazy, Denise? I'm fucking reckless. Okay? Ruthless with the mouth. I walk around waiting for motherfuckers like you to say some shit to me. You old hypocritical bastards. Okay? You're not making queens. You're making a bunch of little girls. You're putting your fucking seeds in them, and you ain't fucking marrying them. That's not king shit. That's coon shit. Okay? You're sitting up there, you're fucking just doing whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't see you motherfuckers pulling out prayer rugs, praying 5 times a fucking day. You're not. You're a bunch of full of shitters. That's what the fuck you are. So don't come for me, and don't have none of your motherfucking family, friends, nobody better not fucking come for me. I got other shit to worry about, like building a fucking empire, raising a grown-ass man that don't argue with fucking women. Okay? That's some abusive shit. You done beat on a bitch before, haven't you? You motherfuckers have been abusive before, haven't you? okay? But I can promise you this. When they put my grandmother in the fucking ground, I don't have no fucking parents. I don't have no grandparents. I don't answer to fucking nobody but God. You're not fucking God. Not in this fucking moment. You are nothing but a fucking beggar. All you guys do is sit up there and post shit. Do this, do that, buy this, buy that. I don't have to fucking do that. Queens don't fucking beg. We keep our minds open and our legs fucking closed. Okay? When you go buy your mother a house and you put your sister through college the way that my family has done, then you come fucking talk to me. Okay? You want to sit up there and talk shit about me? I'm not even on the fucking stat anymore. And you thought that my people weren't going to say something to you? Who the fuck do you think I am? Okay? You are irrelevant. You will not be relevant, and you are not important in my life. The only reason I'm doing this show right now is because I support mental health, and this shit was weighing on me as I'm driving back from Pennsylvania, thinking about the fact that two black-ass, grown-ass men that I grew up with, and one of them used to fuck with my sister, was in my inbox telling me how you want to like my pictures. Then you went my friend's inbox trying to get at her and your best friend with her ex. You's a dirty motherfucker, and I don't fuck with people like you, okay? So whether or not I'm off your page, it doesn't matter. And I don't burn bridges. I promise you I don't. I blow them bitches up, okay? I've been calm. I've been nice. I haven't had a psychotic fucking episode in 2 fucking years, okay? But when it comes to my family and when it comes to my brand and when it comes to this queen shit and this king shit, I live it. You don't. You are hypocritical bastards. That's what the fuck you are. Now, you got something else you want to motherfucking say to me? Guess what? Don't address me unless you send in an address, okay? And this ain't about no fighting shit. I thought we had a great conversation. I thought that it was fine. The first day you thanking me. Then the second day, because your brother gets on there because he felt some type of way, you allow him to attack me, which I'm never the victim. I'm always the victor. Always. Even right now, I'm fucking winning, okay? So I tried to help you. I don't burn my bridges with people that I feel like in the future I could help them or they can help me. That's fucking business. I don't have no business with y'all, okay? And as for the picture, I never cared about what you posted for the picture. However, let's just take it from a branding standpoint. You want these women to believe they queens, but yet you post a woman in half nakedness. Then you want to tell us what's disrespectful? You don't protect us. You rape us. You put your seeds in us. You disrespect us. You try to publicly humiliate us. And you want me to buy your book? Fuck you. Okay? I never came on none of y'all pages and asked you to buy a motherfucking thing from me because I don't have to. I don't have to beg people to buy my shit. People like me just fine in real motherfucking life, okay? I stand up for all the women that y'all shit on, and you black women, shame on you too. You sitting up there coming to the defense of a man that allowed another man to sit there and say some shit about me, and I'm not even on the page. So I guess y'all a bunch of fucking lesbians now. Y'all a bunch of fucking lesbians because you liking these type of bitches, men with fucking ovaries, okay? Now, I'm done with the fucking Tell the Truth Tuesday. That was my motherfucking truth. Queens up, hoes down, okay? Coins in your pocket, change in your pocket, make a lot of fucking noise. Paper is silent, okay? I'm done addressing this shit. I don't need nobody to motherfucking come for me or to stand up for me. But I'm appreciative of the fact that Saladin stood up for me, and he stood up for my movement because he believes in it. No one's going to fucking stand up for you but your brother, okay? So you get that shit right the next time you decide you want to fuck with me or some dumb shit that was over the day before, okay? Only a bitch would continue an argument like that, and I don't fuck with bitches, period, okay? I should have known to not even say nothing to you because you can't even control the food that goes into your mouth. You sitting up here talking about women and their feet. What about your fucking stomach? What about your pre-diabetic condition? Do you fast anymore? You can't even control what goes in your mouth. You're reckless with your body. That's your temple. That's king shit. Y'all are living coon shit, okay? So now that that's done, you grown-ass men, do not mention me. You don't got to say nothing to me. You want to send somebody for me? That's cool. Make sure you leave an address, okay? Don't address me. Don't say shit else about me. I have spoken. The queen has motherfucking spoken. And you know why I could call myself a queen? Because it's my goddamn birthright. I was born to a king. My mother was a queen, okay? When you can retire your mother,
because she's sick, then you fucking holler back and you come talk to me. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm making and what kind of money I'm making. Only a fool would say some shit like that. That's dumb shit. And everybody riding around in motherfucking Chevys and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? I don't talk about money because it's not important to me. What's important to me was being able to go and see my grandmother in peace. And you ruined it because you're a bunch of fucking bitches that all you do is just sit around and talk about women. Black women this, black women that. And we the ones that loved you and allowed you to fucking put life in us. Okay? Don't you ever talk about no motherfucking black woman again. I don't want to hear, I don't even want to hear 10 years from now that you want a movement or black women are queens. Fuck you. You ain't even a king, so how the fuck would you know what a queen looks like? You're a fucking clown, all y'all. So like I said, anybody got anything they want to fucking say to me, direct that shit to my fucking attorney, because you say my motherfucking name or direct anything at me, I will send a cease and desist to your fucking company, wherever the fuck that exists. I don't fuck around like that. But I do appreciate the fact that the women that were on your page that felt disrespected by what you said and what you allowed your brother to do, they came to my motherfucking page. Welcome to the madness, ladies. Hashtag zero fucks, F-U-X, I own that. Hashtag zero fucks nation, I own that too. And hashtag team zero fucks, I own that too. This was always bigger than the books for me. Okay? We're not the same. I stay in my own lane. We're not even driving in the same type of lane. And that's okay, but you don't have to try to fucking disrespect me while I'm out of town doing some shit. I ended the conversation. I did the adult fucking thing to do, and I deleted and blocked. That's it. So to come home and hear about this shit, not good. Like I said, that was my Tell the Truth Tuesday, run tell that, and this is D. Scott. I'll see you guys next Monday. I'm out.